Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Presumption has been the downfall of man since the beginning. As Eve, while being deceived, nonetheless presumed to listen to the lies of Satan. Adam presumed that she was probably right, and that they would surely be better off with the knowledge of good and evil than without it. Cain presumed to bring an offering to the Lord of the labor of his own hands. He presumed the Lord would be pleased with him and his offering. He presumed he was justified in being angry with the Lord's favor shown to Abel. Paul admonishes the brethren concerning this very attitude which caused Cain to stumble. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? When the Lord is pleased to apply this truth to the heart, then presumption is driven away, for it has no basis upon which to stand. There is a natural tendency in man to presume that he has the right and ability to call upon the Lord whenever he pleases, and that the Lord is patiently and even expectantly waiting and hoping that he will do so. Most men pray, especially in times of distress and need, and presume that God hears them. Yet most of this praying is of the same sort which the Pharisee demonstrated. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. He presumed that God would be impressed with his tithing and acts of devotion, not to mention his holy living in comparison to extortioners and adulterers. He was blissfully unaware that even his righteousnesses were but dung in the sight of a holy God. By nature, men presume that the Lord will reward them for doing what they presume are acts of great sacrifice and duty. Yet the Lord said, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Men presume that there are many avenues through which a man might find a measure of acceptance and commendation from the Lord. Yet the scriptures are quite clear that there is but one way. As the Lord admonished Thomas, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Even many who have heard this message with their ears presume that they can find this way by their own understanding and feel confident that they are in this way because of some confession which they have made. Yet the Lord plainly said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. True faith does not rely upon presumption, but solely upon him who is the faith of God's elect. True faith does not find comfort in its exercise, but rather in the one who is the foundation of that faith. Even as Peter confessed, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. It is quite common in the present day for men to presume that Christ died for the sins of every individual upon the earth, since they read that he loved the world. They presume that the world has reference to every single person in it. They will disregard the plain context of that which the Lord taught Nicodemus, as he pointed out the Lord's determination to save men from every tribe and tongue in the earth. When men presume that Christ died for the sins of every individual, they must of necessity accuse him of failing to secure the salvation of men by his redemptive work, since it is clear in the scriptures that not all men shall be saved. Thus they presume that he only made salvation a possibility, and they presume that men have the wherewithal to complete that work which Christ only attempted. Such presumption is that which marks out those false prophets which Moses describes as those who presume to speak for the Lord when he has not sent them. To deny Christ's completed work of obtaining eternal redemption for his elect is to speak a lie, regardless of one's sincerity. It is to shatter the basis upon which a sinner might hope for salvation. Do you presume to know the truth? Or are you like those noble Bereans who search the scriptures daily to see if these things were so? Christ is the hope of sinners.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.